Okay, good evening, everybody. So last night, I believe we left off at the Ramah in Siman Shin Mem Vav Se'if Gimel. So this is tonight we're learning page 400, Reish Amud Beis, but we left off at the Ramah, at the bottom of page Reish Amud Aleph. So we had learned last night that you're allowed to carry from one Carmelist to another, and the big Chiddush was, even if it's the unique kind of Carmelist that's called a Karpef, Yosim Beis Saim Shalukaf Ladira, which really on a Daraisa level is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Unlike most Carmelios, where on a Daraisa level are makom patur, so it's no great chiddush to tell me that you can carry from there to another Carmelist, because makom patur to makom patur. But we learned the great chiddush that even if it's the type of Carmelist that on a daraisa level is a rishul sayachid, that you're even allowed to carry from there to another Carmelist. So says the Ramah, v'lechein mutar likach mafteach mikarmelis shelifnei gina. You're allowed to carry the key from a Carmelist that's in front of your garden. The garden being a type of Carmelist that's really a rishul sayachid on a daraisa level. To open and close the door, and to then bring back the key to it, even though you're carrying the key from one Carmelist to another, and one of those Carmelios is really a Rishul Siyachin on the Daraisa level. Ubilvad shelo yehi b'neim askufa shi Rishul Siyachin. As long as you don't have a stoop that's in between the Carmelist and the Gina, and the Karpef, that's its own independent Rosh Hashanah Yachid. How would it be its own independent Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Kugon Shi Gavoa Asara Uruchava Arba'a. If it were 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, O Sheesh Lashte Mechitzos Minat Stadin, Shein Ruchav Arba'a, Mashkov Alea Ruchav Arba'a. Or if it had two walls on each side that was 4 Tvachim wide, and a roof on top that was 4 Tvachim wide, does have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because then in between those walls and under that roof would be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Aval Pishenu Gavoa Asari, even if it weren't 10 Tvachim high, just the walls on the side and the ceiling over it make it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even if it's not an elevated stoop. So if the stoop in between one Carmelist and another is a bona fide Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then you're certainly not allowed to carry the key from that Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Carmelist. Let's see some Mishra Berurah before we go on. Sivkat Nyud Ches, V'lechein Mutar Likach, the Aval Pishai Gina Hi Rosh Hashanah Yachid Min HaTorah, even though the Gina, which is a karp of shlohukaf ledira, is really a rishul siyachid on a daraisa level. Shemukefes mechitzos, because it's surrounded by mechitzos. Kivin the rabbanon asu ka karmelis. Since the rabbanon treat it like a karmelis, lo asra tiltul mimenu lebikosh alafaneha. The chachamim did not ask her carrying from it to the bika that's in front of it. Vatam kanal. And the reason is, as we explained yesterday, that Chazal thought it would be a bad idea to prohibit carrying from a karmelis, which is really a rishul siyachid, to a karmelis, which is really a makom patur. Liftoach, haynu af lahachnis hadela shel hagina ima mafteach lifnim, that you could even open the door inward toward the gina, even when the key is in it. Shelo yehi b'neim. So we said that as long as there's not a rishus hayachid in between the two of them. Ratzalomar bepesach hagina lotei askufa kavoa sheyesh l'Hashem rishus hayachid, that you shouldn't have a stoop that is high that itself is a rishus hayachid da'az asolach. Because then there's no way you're allowed to take the key in or out. Because then you're taking from a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Carmelist. She gavoa asara di lafach yaskufa gufa Carmelist yikmo bikadamia. If the stoop is less than 10 tefachmai, then it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Then it's a Carmelist, and it's just like the bika, so you would be allowed to carry from one to the other. V'cheinim loay ruchavar ba makom p'toru. And certainly, if it were less than 4x4 wide, so then it wouldn't even be a Carmelist, it would be a makom patur, but vaday mutar lamar alel liftoch v'liskar, in which case it would for sure be mutar to stand on it and use the key to open and close the door, because from a makom patur to a Carmelist is for sure mutar. Shtei mechitzos, the other way that the stoop could be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is if it's surrounded by two walls on either side, v'ashlishis nasa al yidei ha-mashkof damrin pitikriyor v'sosem, and the third wall that completes the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is an imaginary wall. It's a wall that's created through a mechanism of halacha l'moshe misinai called pitikra yorid v'sosem, that the ceiling above it is viewed as if it comes right down. Shein ruchavin arba'a debachs mizafil arba mechitzos gemuras lav rishus yachim habas mishim nemesef yates. If it's not a four tefach area that the walls enclose, then it would not be a rishus hayachid, then it would be a makom p'tur. Shein ha'gavau asara, or even if it's not ten tefachim high, but it's surrounded by walls that are 10 tefachim high. Ratzalomer eskufa, even though the stoop itself is not 10 tefachim high. Vuadin k'shein gavar shlosha, it doesn't even need to be 3 tefachim high. Shein ba eskufa klal, it doesn't even need to be a stoop. It just needs to have walls around it. Tarishus yachid nasla yidei mechitzos. Just having walls around an area makes something a rishus yachid. Vaiter in the Ramah, now second to last line, mihu asu lahachnis me eskufa l'rishus yachid o'ipcha. You're not allowed to be machnis something from a rishus yachid, from the askufa, from this this stoop to Rosh Hashayachid, or the other way around, because we're afraid, even though the stoop may be a Rosh Hashayachid, we're choshesh that the roof over it may not be 4 tefachim wide, and then if the askufa is not 3 tefachim high, yesh la din shalafaneha, then it's just going to have the same din as whatever area it borders on. And even if it is 3 tefachim high, me'akash kol Rosh Hashayachid heim karmelis, that since all of our Rishuyos, we don't really have a Rishus Rab nowadays, so all of our Rishuyos are really a Carmelis, so it's going to become, whenever you have a Makom Patur that's adjacent to a Carmelis, that Makom Patur becomes a Carmelis. So let's see, Sivkat and Chavhei Mishabru, May Askufa the Rishus Yachid. So we said that you're not allowed to carry from the Askufa to the Rishus Yachid. Eino Kayad La'el. This is not going on what we were just speaking about, Sheskufa Medis Lufneagina, where the stoop is in front of the garden of the Karpev, Elibuskufa Sabayisha Medisaksamashkov. Now we're switching to talk about a stoop in front of a house, where the house obviously is a Rishos Yachid. Vashmina and the Chiddush is, Dafilu Mamashkov Shaleh Ruchava Arba Tvachim, Sheshem Rishos Yachid Aleha, that even if the stoop in front of the house is really a Rishos Yachid, because it's 4x4 Tvachim, and the ceiling over it is 4x4 Tvachim, Afilu Achi Yeshlach Mishalach Mesmeel Samakam Levayis. You still shouldn't carry from there into the house or vice versa. Because we're afraid sometimes it's not going to be 4 tefachim. So it's not going to be a real Rosh Hashayachid. And you're still going to carry inside to the Rosh Hashayachid. And that would be aser. Because it would have the status of a karmelis. The chashinu shemelo, maybe it's not going to be 4 tefachim. And you're likewise not allowed to carry from the askufa out to the Rosh Hashayachid. Afilu eino rachav arba tefachim, even if the skupa is less than 4 tefachim wide, to shami is damin shia mashkov arba tefachim, because maybe on a different occasion you will have a 4 tefach wide area which will qualify as a rishos hayachid, and then it's certainly also to carry from there to the rishos rabim. Vaz halo rishos hayachid gemura, that would be a real rishos hayachid. Hadin shalafaneha. So he said it takes on the status of whatever's in front of it. Imu rishos rabim zeh makom batal legabel v'nasagamkin rishos rabim vim karmelis karmelis. If it borders on rishos rabim, it becomes a Rishus Rabim. If a board is on a Carmelis, it becomes a Carmelis. And then we said, and Vafilum Gavoa Shalosh, and even if it's 3 Tvachim off the ground, Ratzalomar Vim Kain, Havi Osa Makom Makom Patur, which would make the stoop itself a Makom Patur, the Mistamak, even Shein Mashkov Shalos Kufa Rachav Arba Tvachim, since the Mashkov that goes over this stoop is less than 4 Tvachim wide, Havi Gamkein Amazuz Shemin Atzadim, Gamas Kufa Gufa, Gamkein in Rachav Arba Tvachim. So the stoop itself is not 4 tefachim wide. The walls around the stoop are not 4 tefachim wide. Umelav imakom p'tur. And whenever you have an area that's less than 4x4, that's always imakom p'tur. Umakom p'tur lo kaim lundu mutl taltal rishos yachid rishos rabim. Imakom p'tur, you're allowed to carry from imakom p'tur to rishos yachid. You're allowed to carry from imakom p'tur to rishos rabim. So you think to yourself, what's the problem over here? This is the stoop in front of my house. You're telling me the stoop in front of my house is less than 4x4 tefachim, so it is a imakom p'tur. My house is a rishos yachid. The street is a rishos rabim. What would be the problem with carrying from the stoop to either one of those rishios? It's from a makom p'tur to whatever, to rishos yachid if I go in my house, or to rishos rabim if I go outside to the rishos rabim. No, mikol makom kivin shekol rishui shalanu heim karmelis ladas kama poskim. Since many poskim assume that we don't have a rishos rabim, that at most we have a karmelis, so the street is not a rishos rabim. Your street's a karmelis, and therefore viskofezu smuchalo amrin and matzav v'chule. Remember the halach is that whenever a makom p'tur is adjacent to a karmelis, the makom p'tur becomes a karmelis, because matzah min asmino, a karmelis is really in essence a makom p'tur, so it becomes a karmelis. Vein chilik b'kolza bein pesach habayis pasuach onol, and it doesn't make a difference if the pesach habayis is open or closed. Liolam asalachnas me'askufa lefnim, you were therefore not allowed to carry from the stoop, which you would have thought is a makom p'tur, to inside your house, which is rishus yachid, because your makom Makom Patur stoop is adjacent to a Carmelis, and therefore it becomes a Carmelis. So to carry from the stoop to inside your house is from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah, and that's Asir. V'nei, l'fiyam avor ba'gazu. So according to what we're saying in this Ramah, yesh li zor bosan ha'makom v'sha'asu ha'til to machma she'en sham eruv, one has to be careful if they live in a community that does not have an eruv, u'pesach beis ha'knesses u'litzad ha'rechov, and there's the door to the shul is right up against the street, ve'en sham cheder l'fnei ha'pesach, and there's no additional room, entrance area to the Pesach Pesach Knesses, va'akum mevi ha'mafteach, and the way to get in, they didn't have codes back then, they didn't have locks with codes that you can push that sometimes work and sometimes don't, the guy would bring the key, shelo yikach ha'shamish ha'mafteach miyado. So even though the guy is the one bringing the key and he's the one walking through the street with it, you should not take the key from his hand until you're underneath the mashkof that's right by the doorway to the shul. Because we have to be choshesh that the ceiling over that that entranceway is four tfachim, and therefore it becomes a Rosh Hashayachid. And if you take the key from him before he's under there, you're going to be carrying the key from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashayachid. U'metaltim the Carmelis shel fnei beis knesset l'tov Rosh Hashayachid. So al-kein, therefore, yikach ha-mafteach miyad ha-akum tachas ha-mashkov. You have to take the key from him while you're under the mashkov. Ve'acharkach yiftach ha-manul, and then unlock the door. Ve'lo yiftach ha-delas, and when you unlock the door, do not swing the door open while the key is still in it, until you remove the key from the door. And then you open the door. Because maybe the ceiling over the area where the door opens up into is not for tfachim, nimsa sheshamu karmelis, and therefore it will turn out that when you open the door, you're pulling the door into a karmelis. So if the key is still in the door, you're pulling the key from a Rosh Hashayachid into a karmelis. V'machnas mekarmelis Rosh Hashayachid, or vice versa, you're pulling from a karmelis to Rosh Hashayachid. Al-kein, yasir tchila mafteach, therefore you should take the key out of the door first, v'yitneu la'akum, and give it to the guy, or yatmineu b'tachtas haskuf, or hide it under the stoop, o l'maylo, or wherever you hide it, somewhere above, l'fnei shkifas hadalas, v'roi l'kal shiyas l'fnei ha-pesach is a cheder shu Rosh Hashayachid, v'yavi akum ha-mafteach l'sham. And really the best thing to do is when you're constructing a shul, you should make sure there's an extra room there that is a Rosh Hashayachid where the guy can do the handoff to you to bring you the key. V'yavi akum ha-mafteach l'sham, d'ilavach y'kashu l'tzamtim sham d'ushem makum katsu k'zeh. Because otherwise you're in a very narrow area, very tight area, and to expect him to do the handoff to you in such a narrow, tight area is difficult. You also have to be careful not to take anything from the house to outside the house when the house opens up to a Carmelis, only as far as the door opens up to, because maybe the area of the stoop that's beyond the door is not for tfachim, vave Carmelis, and therefore it's a Carmelis, and therefore you're going to end up carrying from Rosh Hashayachid to a Carmelis. So what we learned tonight is we first said that since you're allowed to carry from one Carmelis to another, you're allowed to take a mafteach, a key, from a Carmelis that's in front of a garden and open the door, even though one of those Carmelios is really Rosh Hashayachid on a Daraisa level. And then we said that one needs to be careful that if there's a stoop in between one Carmelis and the other, and that's stoop meets the criteria of a Rosh Hashayachid, then you have problems. Then you can't carry things from either of the adjacent Carmelios to the stoop or vice versa, because that's Carmelis to Rosh Hashayachid. And then we said that in general, you shouldn't bring anything from an askufa from a stoop to a Rosh Hashayachid, because we're always going to be, even if the stoop seems like it's part of a Rosh Hashayachid, because we're always afraid that the stoop might be a makom patur. And if it's a makom patur, and on the other side it's adjacent to a Carmelis, it becomes a Carmelis. So therefore, you can't bring anything from that stoop into your house, because it might be a Carmelis, and then you're going to be bringing into your house, which is a Rosh Hashayachid. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up this Ramah, and we'll begin Simin Shin Mem Zayin as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening.